All right, folks, we're back on the Boss Man Show here with John Grant, executive director of the Celebration Bowl, Me X Wack Challenge as well. Mr. Grant, good to talk to you. I saw you many times in person at the press conferences and events, man. Good to have you on the show finally, man. How's life over there?
Everything is wonderful, man. We're getting ready, as you know, for this year's Cricket Celebration Bowl. We're waiting on to see who's going to come out of this SWAC championship on Saturday. And then we'll have the other piece of the puzzle, the final piece of the puzzle, and we'll be ready to go.
No doubt, Mr. Grant, let's guess, man. It's your eighth year executive director of the Celebration Bowl. When it first came to you with this opportunity, what was your mindset about it in 2015 when you first got the opportunity to want to do this?
You know, that's a good question. I've always been taught that you always talk to people when there's opportunity, and God always brings you exactly what you're supposed to do. If you just be quiet for a moment and listen, you can, you know, discern if, you know, the direction that he really wants you to go. So I was actually somewhat excited about the opportunity. I love building things. I love the idea around creativity. You know, my training at North Carolina A&T was in industrial engineering. So, you know, problem solving, putting things together has always been a passion of mine. So this was just another extension of that. And I was just excited for the opportunity.
No doubt. And seeing black college football get put on a pedestal, use this big Celebration Bowl, bringing the SWAC and the Mayor together here in Atlanta, a town known for football, a town with a lot of black people here in Atlanta. So I feel like the whole idea of the Celebration Bowl, where it is, the first was winning in Atlanta, but now they are. It has a track me at SWAC as well. It's like, I feel like this is a perfect place to have to showcase HBCU football on the big stage for all people on ESPN.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I mean, there is no, you know, Atlanta is known as the, you know, football capital of the South. And I don't think there's a better place for an event like the Cricket Celebration Bowl, and as well as, you know, the Cricket MEAC SWAC Challenge, which opens the college football bowl season. And, you know, Atlanta's a significant television market. It's the number one travel destination in the country for African-Americans. So, you know, no better place than this for this event. And we believe that the results have proven that.
And last year's event was very – this is the most sense I've seen ever since I've covered the event was last year. Leaders game, we have Coach Pugh and his team get the win of Jackson State. Talk about the marketing of it. Talk about the growth of how people get more engaged with the Celebration Bowl year by year by year. As you say, you love to build things. Seeing the growth and exposure of the event grow the way it has. You know, ABC, you know, perfect times like New Nation right by itself on Saturday on ABC.
Well, you know, it's like most things, you have to – you know, you have to build the interest, and people have to see it. They have to experience it and then experience it again. And so, you know, we're just pleased that we're really right on schedule with what we projected, that, you know, the timeline, which would it evolve, and people, fans on one side, but primarily, you know, our corporate partners and supporters would certainly support it on the business side. And we've seen all of those things come together starting to last year. But last year was also great because, remember, we had we didn't play the game in 2020 because of the pandemic. And so it also allowed people to get out for the first time. And we certainly reap the benefits of that.
No doubt. Talk about your partnership with cricket. I know at the press conference for the MEAC and SWAC Dare Challenge, that you announced a new partnership with cricket, sending a partnership with you guys. What cricket's meant to you all as a corporate sponsorship and helping build this even more, as you said, because having that corporate interest is really important, along with the fans as well.
Well, you know, we don't think we could have gotten a better partner. Cricket's headquartered right here in Atlanta. We have had great pleasure in working with them, and you know, their commitment to the community is what really makes this relationship work together. They're really committed to trying to make sure that they are in a position to make a difference and have a true impact and create legacy of that impact around improving the quality of life. And so working with them in that regard as a strategic partner on our HBC sports platforms, as the title has been beneficial for us, certainly, but it's also been beneficial to them because as they've extended their relationship in relation to their partnership with the SWAC conference, they have a partnership with the MEAC conference, they now have a partnership with the SIAC conference, and I know that they're in conversations with the CIAA as well. So as you can see, there's a very strong focus on their behalf and a commitment to support HBCUs and to create quality opportunities in that space.
And Mr. Graham, being a graduate of Tennessee State as I am, you're an A&T graduate. Our school's not in the MEAC and SWAC. We're in the CCAA and the OPC respectively. Do you see opportunity to where schools like ours who are not in the SWAC and MEAC maybe play a game in Atlanta as well? And for both our schools who are no longer in those conferences, but now so HBCUs with great traditions?
Well, see, you asking me a loaded question right there.
Wasn't trying to.
our commitment as it stands today is that we have agreements with both the MEAC and the SWAC conference. And so we're laser focused on making sure that we're building a world-class event that support those partner conferences with us. So until such time, which I don't know if we see that in the very near future, but we're going to continue to make sure that we're making sure that the MEAC SWAC Challenge, the Cricket MEAC SWAC Challenge and Cricket Celebration Bowl are world-class events serving the institutions that are members of those conferences.
Sound like a plan, but yeah, Mr. Graham will say this, man. I've noticed this over the past few years. Interest in Black college football, HBCU football is growing. You said CIAA and the SIAC as well. So talk about just in your experience seeing the interest of more young men wanting to come to HBCUs now and young women as well, coming and being around the culture of people who understand who you are and understand how to help guide you as a mentor. I know for me going to Tennessee State, it helped me become a better man. I needed to get away from Atlanta. I needed to go up there and become a man and be around people who understood me. So talk about that experience, seeing how more and more kids are choosing to play at HBCU school rather than go to a PWI as they usually would.
Well, everything is about exposure. Kids make their selections based on what they see and what they're exposed to. And, right now, we're in the renaissance days for HBCUs, if I could say that. This moment in time is one of the greatest times, in my opinion, in the history of HBCUs in terms of, the amount of exposure and reach and awareness that they're having. A lot of that is embedded in the fact that, here at ESPN, we've been working very diligently. When I started with ESPN, we were televising 32 games. This year alone, this year is over 155. And then you add the other media companies that are entering the space with HBCU Go and others that are carrying, HBCU sports. That creates, multiple opportunities. I'll talk about for players. Players want two things. They want to play and they want to be seen. And so the opportunity for a great high school player to come into an HBCU environment and not only get to play, but to be nurtured. Rod Broadway, who was retired head football coach at North Carolina A&T, said something that really stuck with me. And he talked about the HBCUs nurture the whole person. And so if you're a student athlete or just a student, and I believe that with this kind of exposure, whether it's athletes or just students, period, the opportunity to have that awareness of what HBCUs are and what they can provide and the type of nurturing environment that exists there, the cultural relevance that they have, will continue to draw young people to them. And that is something that I'm delighted for, because I know what North Carolina A&T did for me, and what it does for what Tennessee State did for you, as you indicated. There's no better environment in my mind for a young person who really wants to grow into themselves and be able to make a mistake, and someone picks you up and tells you how to do it the right way, with you know, without judgment. So we're happy to see that.
Say, Mr. Grant, from my coaches to the custodians and the campus security, they all had impacts on me. Like, I went back this year for a game on campus. We played Lane College. We lost that game, but seeing people who I saw when I went to school there who had impact on me, and they happy for my success of having a radio show, knowing the struggles I had in school, what I faced during school, parents having cancer and stuff like that, and still going getting my degree and still having to try to play as well. So seeing the people from coaches down to the guy who does the lawn care there, still there, who had impact on me, man, it's just one of a kind.
Yes, it is. And you know, that's what we're building with these events, and bringing those together. As you know, having gone to Tennessee State and what those homecomings meant, or the classic games that were played, you know, on campus, of bringing people together. If you think about the Cricket Celebration Bowl, and our intent is, you know, to build the Super Bowl. And we think that we are very much on our way to doing that, that regardless of where you went to school or regardless of who's playing, this is a place you want to go because it's the ultimate homecoming experience. And so that, as we continue to evolve this, because we're still very young, but as we continue to evolve this, you know, this property and continue to grow it and entrench it in the community itself, Atlanta community and the HBCU community as a whole, we see nothing but great things in the future.
100%, and I got to enjoy playing in your event, of course. At the old event, I enjoyed that. Now played. I wish we had won more, but I enjoyed the event you all put the 100 Black Men playing. I did enjoy that. So yes, you do a great job. I can say from a guy who part of your events, there are great events for us as players as well. So yes, indeed.
Well, you know, that's a big part of what we're focused on, is how do we, you know, in creating, especially for the both, well, for both of our games, but you know, it's really about the student athlete experience. These are memories that they get to keep, you know, cherish for the rest of their life. And we want to make sure that when they come here, that they feel that they're on a big stage, that they feel the energy for them, but also, and then extending that through to how do we create that same experience for the fan, that when they come here to Atlanta, they feel like they're part of something big, and that thing that is big is really about them. And you know, we're gonna keep doing that. We never rest on our laurels. We're always working to get better. We're always looking to expand and improve. And every year for our team, it's always different. You know, we don't approach every year trying to just do the same thing. And you know, part of the experience, I'll say that with last year, we partnered with Delta Airlines. Delta provided charter planes for the teams to come in, so they didn't have to come in by bus. You got South Carolina State was just 3 hours away, but we still flew them here because we wanted the players to get a sense of, wow, this is what it's like, not just to be on a charter plane, but a plane where Delta laid the service out for them from the time they came in with custom items that were customized to their team, from the service, the point that they landed here and the buses on the tarmac to bring them to a hotel that was laid out first class. That's what we do. And in doing so, you know, we know that they want to get back. And so at the start of the very next season, every coach and every player that's been here, you know, their goal is, how do I get back to Atlanta?
100%. And Mr. Grant, I tell you, I told everybody about Tennessee State. My home game is the Atlanta Classic. That's my home game. I don't care about the game here in Nissan. I don't care about it. I care about the one game in Atlanta. So that's my home game. So I didn't care. We played in Memphis, Indianapolis, Coastal City Classic. I didn't care. All I cared about was the one time we had a home game in my hometown. That's all I cared about. Got a class. That's all I cared about every season, man. I must tell you. I'm not going to lie to you about that. That's all I told all season. I don't care. We got to be in Atlanta. That's all I care about. That's home for me. Yes, indeed. And let me ask you this, Mr. Grant. Talk about A&T, Mr. Grant, Greensboro. Talk about your time there and what, how was A&T back when you went there, man? I've been to the campus now. My buddy was the coach there for a little while, Will Jones, basketball coach, Coach Washington, the good guy, the football coach. Talk about your time when you was there, man.
You know, I truly enjoyed it. The university is very different today than it was then. But I think the environment, you know, the way it looks may be different, but what it produces is still the same. I mean, it was a great environment for me because, you know, I had counselors who would say, son, you know, we're not going to let you fail. I had instructors who didn't let you take an easy route. I mean, you had to do the work, and they brought in people, you know, professionals that you could actually see. For me, being in engineering, they brought in Black engineers that I could see, people that worked at General Motors, Ford, and GE, and who were not only worked there, but they were executives. So, you know, you knew that what was possible. And I credit the institution, you know, for my success. I credit North Carolina A&T. I credit the people who were there, the professors, you know, the people that were in this, that were behind the counter in the student union. You know, when we'd go and we had, you know, these sandwiches they called bologna whoppers, and they were huge, man. And you could go and get one for like, you know, $2, and it was a full meal. But those people were great people because they took care of us. And that's sort of what we really want to embed in our games. You know, that when people get here and they come here, or from the moment they decide that they want to come, that we have created the avenue that makes it easy and inviting. And that they know that when they are here, because, you know, all you have to do is get to Atlanta. You know that. And Atlanta does what Atlanta does for people. And, you know, we just want to assure that there is nothing like, and there isn't today, there's nothing like the Cricket Celebration Bowl. And you're going to see that this year. I mean, because as we sit here today, we're sold out. We will be opening standing room only tickets. But the event, and we haven't even had the SWAC championship yet, but the event is sold out.
That is amazing, because I tell you that. The atmosphere outside, walking in last year, man. It's a little bit of a rainy day, but it was still just that buzz in the air. It didn't matter that it was a little rainy that morning. The buzz was there from both sides, man. The perfect meshing of vibes of Florida State versus Jackson State. It was perfect, man. And it being sold out this year is so amazing. And see it being, I remember Mr. Dennis Thomas talked about that when he gave us that speech when he left. You see that place packed out again and again and again, year after year. And for it to happen, it's amazing to hear that, Mr. Grant, it really is.
So, you know, we have to give, you know, thanks to a lot of people. First, we thank God for guiding us in this, all of us, not just us that are planning it, but the people who make the decision to come, for the student athletes who work hard every year throughout the season to get here, for the coaches and their staff who do the same thing, for the institutions that are part of all of this. And we want to create something that sets a very high standard. And let me repeat that. It sets a very high standard for what excellence really looks like. And that excellence includes us. Over our tradition, our great games and our matchups are embedded in the classics. And that is outstanding. You know, our classic games, rivalry games have served as a tremendous platform for us for years. But we want to add to that, okay, that you play in that game because you're trying to get to someplace else. Not that that game is the end all be all. As you well know, you know, when you play in a big rivalry game and it's a big classic game with your number one rival, a lot of times it was, I just want to beat my rival. Now I want to beat my rival because they're in the way. of me getting to a bigger destination. And we're seeing that to be the case. And in doing so, it raises the water in the pond for everyone. And the Bayou Classic this weekend, this past Bayou Classic was a perfect example of that. That game really meant something to Southern University. They needed to win to get to the SWAC championship, and they needed to get to the SWAC championship because that's the only way you get to the Celebration Bowl. So you've got to get there to even be able to compete, and then you've got to win to get here. So that puts higher stakes on all of those things.
No doubt. And also, this is great from my experience. I know this is also, I hate to disrespect anybody, Austin P, UT Martin, all those people, no BC. We didn't care about playing y'all. We cared about playing the HBCU schools. So we considered the school in Jackson our rival, not you all. That's what it would have been in Memphis, well, not you all.
I'm going to say it like this, and I've often say this, that, you know, we want to create the kind of environment that brings our kids home. Not all of them, but that they at least look at us very hard and very closely. And in doing so, we want to bring our universities home. We want to create an environment whereby, you know, in for me, and I'm only speaking for me, that we have our institutions that are in other conferences, and they're going to look and say, you know what, we want to be over there. And we create really strong reasons why. And the economics of it is a part of that equation. So we know that it takes time. We know that you have to build the value and create a strong value proposition and around the things that you do. And that is at least our intent.